Classrooms across the developed world have gone digital, leaving teachers and students searching for ways to connect with each other. Troy Oppie spoke with Boise teacher Lauren Bailey about the challenges of teaching and parenting.
That first week, some of us were kind of like, man, we could have gone back. This school went back. They've got a few extra days. You know, I think a lot of us are saying, I just want a couple more days with my kids. And I would have loved to have had just at least one more day with my kids to explain things a little bit better. My name is Lauren Bailey. I'm a third grade teacher in Boise. I also am a liaison for Boise State for their College of Education. Right before this, I was on a conference call with some of my colleagues, and it's hard. One of them, when she was getting off, she said, you know, I think today might be one of the days that I just break down and cry, because it's, you know, I'm not going to see my kids again, and I'm not going to get to hug them again. We don't have a class picture for this year. I worry every day about my students. I worry about their emotional well-being, their safety, and it's a big stressor on me. I think something that's keeping me together is making those phone calls with them and touching base with the families a lot. It's been fun to talk to the kids, even if it's not about school. All the teachers are making phone calls to their students, letting the families know that we're here to support them. Here's how we can support you. I have kind of office hours, if you will. All my families have my email, my phone number. We were not mandated to use our personal phone. We were shown how to block our number and things like that. But, you know, I've saved my students' numbers in my phone, so I know when they're calling. If I'm in the middle of dinner, I know that they probably need something. Or, you know, our goal now is to support the families. I've got a first grader at home, and we're going through the materials. But I'm a teacher, so I kind of have an advantage over some parents. I'm able to explain things in a way that I know he's going to understand them. I kind of know what the questions are asking. And I've got friends of mine texting me constantly, sending me pictures of the worksheet. They're like, I do not understand what this number thing is, and with all the bars next to it, and then there's circles. And I'm like, oh, that's okay. That's, you know, it's a number graph. We're going to do this. And so that's been helpful for me. So I think it can be effective if you've got parents that are working with their kids on it really closely. However, that's not the case with a lot of our families. I mean, we've got families that don't have the educational background that's going to help some of their kids, particularly older kids. We've got so many families, their parents don't speak English. They can't read, write, or speak English. And that's a challenge. There's also the frustration of you're stuck inside with your parents, and the last thing you want to do is listen to them when you could be listening to your teacher. I think the stimulation of not having their friends around is starting to wear on kids as well. As I talk to my students and video chat with some of my students, they're so stir crazy that it's hard to focus on anything. I hope that in the long run, they don't digress too much. I think that's my number one goal, is that even if they don't increase their skills, I don't want them to digress. You know, every summer, there's some summer loss in their reading fluency and math skills and things like that for kids. And my hope is that we're able to maintain at least where they left off. Balancing the life of being a working mom and homeschool mom has been a challenge. We've got a schedule that we try and follow. And that has really helped with alleviating a lot of arguments, because I can just say, oh, you know, it's not my fault. You got to get off the iPad. Schedule says. Kind of finding those routines have been really good. But just knowing that not every day is going to be perfect, and I've just got to kind of plow through. It's hard. I miss my students. I worry about them. My son misses his teacher greatly. I think the lack of social interaction that the kids have with other children right now is hard on them. I understand why we're in this situation, but I sure wouldn't ever wish this on anybody.